olo e mafuta male SBS Samoan.
Yeah, I'm Elise. I was born out here in Penrith, Western Sydney, in Australia. I'm 25 years old, and as of currently, I'm a ultra runner. But leading up to that, I was brought up by my parents in a AOD household, going to church a lot, and I used to sing as well. So before then, I didn't really wasn't really into running. I sang a lot, and I was in school spectacular in Australia, and then I ended up going on The Voice in 2020. So yeah, so the running just came up in 2023, and I.
So where did you go to school? Where did you go to school, Elise?
Yeah, so I went to school in Kingswood at Kingswood High School, so local as well. And yeah, did my schooling out in the Penrith district.
You just said that you were in The Voice in 2020.
Yes.
How far along did you get in The Voice?
Yeah, so I made it up to the solo performances. So I was in Team Guy Sebastian, and I made it to the battles. Then I lost in the battles, and then the coaches got a wild card. And then I got the call back to be in Team George, and then ended up making it to the solo performances. So I think it was like top 20, but in the teams it was like top four.
What kind of music do you sing? R&B? Rap?
Yeah. So it was R&B and soul is what I was singing, yeah.
Aretha Franklin kind of material?
Yeah, so a lot of like the Whitney Houston and yeah, the belters.
So the running, where did you start and how did you get into the running?
Yeah, so I started running in 2023. 2023, 2024, around then. But I went on a health kick journey around 2022 and 2023, where I just wanted to...
Define for us what health kick is.
Yeah, so I used to weigh 110 kilos, and this was... in the period of 2020 and 2021. So I was at my heaviest, and I knew I just had to do something. So I just started to do small things. Like, obviously it was hard during COVID because none of the gyms were open. So I just started moving at home, and then we'll go to the local park and walk. But what it started for me with the running is I couldn't run from like my backyard fence to like the set of stairs that we had. And I knew from that point on that I wanted to change that. Like, I was like kind of disappointed in myself that I couldn't run like more than 50 meters without like physically being sore. So then that started in 2021. So as soon as I did that little run in my backyard, I just knew I had to keep doing this running thing. So I just started with like running 50 meters and then just gradually adding on to that as the years went by. And then obviously with that, I changed my food. I incorporated gym workouts as well. And then I dropped just over 30 kilos, I think it is now. But yeah, that's how running became a thing for me, is when I couldn't run more than 50 meters back in 2021.
So it became a program to control your weight, if that could be said.
Not necessarily. It was more so I couldn't run. Like, it was a hard thing for me, and I just wanted to make that a not hard thing. But the weight loss just came with it. Like, I had already been dropping weight before then, and it was the running just became like a thing that was so hard for me that I just couldn't really, like, I just wanted to make that hard not hard anymore.
So you set yourself up a challenge. You didn't like the fact that that you couldn't run 50 meters without getting puffed out, and you wanted to actually conquer that. Is that how it was?
That's exactly how it was. It was more so like a challenge for me to make running like something that I actually enjoyed and not hated.
I know people who do the half marathon and almost kill them, and then they do it again, and they start to really, you know, they want to do it in under a certain time, and now attacking full marathons. Is there something addictive about running?
I think it is. I think it hits a dopamine in people, because it's such a hard thing to do that. When you accomplish that achievement and putting your body physically and mentally through it, and then the endorphins that you get afterwards, I think it's like they call it a runner's high. It's where like it's hard in the beginning and during, but then when you finish it, you just feel so accomplished because you put your body through that physical pain and that emotional pain as well. But yeah, I think people just get addicted. Like once you accomplish your first 5K, then first 10K, and then you go to your half marathon and marathons, you just want to keep excelling. I call it a runner's high. I feel like every time I do my first 10K, I was like, I want to do my first half marathon now. Like it's just, it's kind of addicting. Well, for some, it's probably like horrible and they don't want to ever do it again. But I think give them time and then they'll probably say they want to do it again.
Well, it's one thing doing 10K.
Yeah.
It's one thing doing a half marathon or even a marathon. But it's a completely new game, new world, out of this world to do a 100K ultra trail.
Yeah.
What is that?
So ultra running and ultra trail running is completely different to road running. I tackled the UTA, which is Ultra Trail Australia, and they have a 100K event. It's where you run on the trails in the Blue Mountains up in Katoomba, and the terrain and the path is so different to road running. It's not your average flat runs. It's elevation of more than 3,000 meters and altitude as well. And you're in the rainforest, basically, and in the valleys of the Blue Mountains running through there.
How many days does that take?
They give the 100K runners 28 hours to do it in. So, you only have 28 hours to do the 100K event.
Do you get any rests?
So obvious that you do get rest. There's checkpoints. And I think with trail running, people don't understand that there's actually bits in the course that you physically cannot run. It's almost like you're abseiling down into the valley and taking stairs down into the valley as well, so some things aren't really runnable. It's a long race. There is about seven checkpoints, and in those checkpoints you kind of take your rest, but you try and not rest too much because then you might rest and then not complete the run.
How do you train for that kind of event? I mean, it's not just physically grueling. It would have to be mentally. It has to be very mentally demanding as well.
No, yes, of course. So physically, obviously, I was running, for me, I was running 5 days a week. And they all those 5 days are different. So I'll have like a speed session, a hill session, easy runs, long runs in those days. But mentally, I honestly think if physically, yes, it's going to hurt, but mentally you have to prepare yourself. Like going into this race, I was just mentally preparing myself and mentally and manifesting that I was going to finish. I think that's the most important when you're confident leading up to the race. I feel like you can achieve it. But yeah, mentally it was full on, because you know you can give up like whenever in that race. But I think when you're mentally preparing up to that race, there's like kind of no way.
Elise, thank you so much. It was such a lovely chance to have a chat with you. You've got a very inspiring story. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me. It was awesome speaking to you guys.
Toi fia whaafafonga I nisi tala whaapea? Whaafafonga I le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po fela vai mawailau podcast.